Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
It looked like a very long man, upside down, kind of crawling on all fours. Every hair on my body was standing on end, and I'm just like, get that really intense fear. And it looks like what you would perceive, like similar to the Grim Reaper. It was huge.
This is the Crypto Creatures Podcast. I am Brian, and with me, as always, is my co-host Todd. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, man. Just ready for another show today. Going to be talking about some different stuff on this episode.
Yeah, this is more paranormal.
Yeah, a little more paranormal stuff going on. So, you know, not every episode's going to be Bigfoot, as we always say. We're not the Bigfoot show. We're cryptid creatures.
That's right.
And, that's right. You know, we kind of, I like that we can kind of entail UFO, paranormal kind of stuff as well. And a lot of people get into that. So, right. We're going to be bringing Dustin on to talk about his stuff. And I'm not sure what he's got going on, but several things happening. Over there, where
yeah, I'm
at.
Excited to hear him.
Yeah. So, yeah, me too. So, what else is going on, man? Anything? Been watching any Bigfoot shows lately? Keeping up on stuff like that?
Yep. I've been trying. Yep. Yeah. See what's going on out there. I've been trying to look for more stories and see if anything new's happened lately.
Right. Yeah. As people don't know, but I'll tell them I was kind of laid up with COVID the past week and a half. So, I've been catching up on a lot of that stuff. I think I've watched everything twice. But there's some real interesting stuff out there. If people have like Hulu and Tubi and all that stuff, the Alaska Triangle and all that stuff. Some good stuff out there. So if you guys check that out, you know, and a lot of neat stories on there. I've thought about getting a hold of some of those people and, you know,
I think we should
reaching out to them, which you and I talked. We're going to start bringing some more. Famous quote people on, hopefully here soon, and talking to them.
We're gonna
too.
Try.
Yep. Get some more interesting
stuff.
We got
some emails floating around out there, so we'll see. Hopefully that'll happen.
Get some good content for these guys out here. Well, let's just bring Dustin on and start see what he's got. I'm kind of curious to hear this stuff.
Yeah, let's get him. I am too.
Okay, here we go. Dustin, how's it going? Thanks for coming on.
It's going all right. How are you guys doing?
Good, man. Good to have you. Thanks for taking the time.
Oh, yeah, no, I really enjoy your show. I'm a big fan.
Thanks. We appreciate that.
Yeah, but I listen to a lot of podcasts at work, so it's really great for keeping me mentally stimulated because the work's very monotonous and they let us listen to music and stuff. But
if I
listen to music, I tend to count the song. So.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Yeah, makes your time move a little slower.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we thank you for coming on and talking to us. You had some incidences happen when you were younger, you said, and maybe with your brother. Why don't you go ahead and just start telling us what was going on and what happened to you?
Well, honestly, I've had incidences going on most of my life in its entirety. Going back from a very young age, it's just kind of prevalent in this area, I guess. I don't know if it's my area or my family or what, but it's pretty common occurrences around here, I guess. When I was a child, so I was supposed to have had a little sister, and but she was miscarried. Her name would have been Kimberly. Well, when I was a little kid, I used to have this recurring dream, and it's pretty vivid, but it sounds like a child's dream, so bear with me for a second. Mm-hmm. I used to have this dream where I would, I'd have to go to this really big tree at the top of this hill, and there'd be a bunch of other little kids playing there. You know, we'd stand around, we'd play with them and everything like that. Then a train would show up, just kind of just floating in the sky over there. We would all have to ride the train across this little, cloudy field thing. It's hard to describe. And then there would be this big field we would land at. We just thought we would play with this big yellow monster for a couple hours. And it was the same dream every time. The only thing that was different were the kids and what I was wearing. But we'd play with this big yellow monster for a little bit. And then there would be we would be in this room, and it was kind of like opalescent in color. You know, it was very colorful and very dull at the same time. And we'd all be sitting at a table together, like we had like five or six other kids, just talking, playing with blocks and Play-Doh, little stuff like that. And it was, I can't remember any of the children's faces, save for one. And it was a little girl who looked a lot like me, except more freckly, darker hair. Her name was Kimberly. I was supposed to be my sister. Yeah, I didn't find out about my sister until a few years after this. I had this dream very regularly as a child.
Wow.
And then about 3 or 4 years ago, I had the dream again. I hadn't had it in a very, very long time. And a dream, I showed up at the field with a tree and everything, with a big hill. And I was grown, you know what I mean? I could kind of feel like my body was there, and there was just one other kid waiting there, and it was that little girl. So, and all of a sudden, I just kind of remembered everything. And, you know, we rode the train, went and played the monster and everything like that, like we always did. But there wasn't a table where we all sat together. This time it was just me and her. She was at a train station, and she was also an adult. But I couldn't see her face anymore. And, like, I told her goodbye and everything. Like, I remember it was very emotional. It was a very intense experience for me. You know, I started crying and everything. I woke up crying and called my mom because it was very intense. And I never had the dream again. It was just strange. Wow. And,
so you were having dreams about a girl named Kimberly.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys were doing these things and playing with this yellow monster. And you had a sister that had passed away or a miscarriage with your mom. And they were going to name her Kimberly. But you didn't know that until after these dreams.
Yeah. Yeah, until after the year. Yeah, my mom told me she always knew I had a secret friend, but she never knew who, and yeah.
Hmm. Can you? I'm just weird like this. Can you tell me about the yellow monster? What it looked like in your dream?
I can't remember anything about it.
No, it was just yellow.
And no, it's like the details are. It's kind of like they're omitted. Like I remember seeing the creature. I remember playing with it. I remember feeling safe. I remember the tree. I remember the train. I remember everything. I can't remember any other child's face. And I can't remember the way the creature looked.
Hmm.
It's like faces in very particular. They just wiped.
Where would
I can't.
Where were you living at when you were having these dreams?
Oh, my childhood home, Georgia, okay. Rockmore, Georgia.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a small little town, North Georgia, a little on the Alabama border.
Yeah. All right.
You said you had that dream again a couple of years ago. Did something happen in your life that prompted
it? It was just completely out of the blue, and I think that's why it kind of messed me up. It messed me up for a while. It was just completely out of left field for me.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah. It was pretty intense. Now, when I was in high school, though, I had a lot more, like, supernatural experiences, too, in particular between the ages of, so I'll say, 17 and 19 is when they would have peaked out, 17 to 20, that little age range, things just got kind of odd for me. And I lived in an old plantation home growing up. It was weird stuff with that anyways.
Yeah.
But I had the light outside my bedroom window, which lit up the patio, would flicker off and on haphazardly throughout the night. And one night I woke up and the light had flickered off and I thought I saw something standing in my doorway. And then after a minute of staring, it was very clear there was something standing there, but it was extremely tall, like 9 foot tall. It was taller than the doorway. It was just standing there staring at me for a while, and I just kind of blinked. And I woke up the next day, but it freaked me out. But a few days later, my brother Daniel, he came to me. He woke up, the same thing happened to him. He saw an entity standing in his doorway that was very clearly shaped like a person, a humanoid.
Mm-hmm.
And then my buddy would come over and stay the night and play video games and stuff like that. He'd crash in the living room and he saw it in the living room. It showed up for him too. Now then sometime after this, I was going to sleep for school and everything, because we just never really talked about it again, because nothing ever came of it, right? It wasn't that interesting. It was just kind of freaky. I had a digital clock that I slept right by my headboard, because I'm not a morning person, so I was able to just wake up and, you know, hear my alarm right there by my head. Mm-hmm. It was before cell phones were widespread. I woke up and I looked at the clock and it was 3:03 a.m. And this loud, unnatural scream was coming from under my bed.
Under your bed?
Right there by my headboard. And I was terrified. Like, I was absolutely freaked out. Like, and it wasn't human. It didn't stop. It didn't stop for breath. It was just like this loud, almost a screech, but I can't really describe it. It was so inhuman. And I froze and I didn't blink. I just stared at my clock until it just said like 3:13 exactly. And then the screaming just stopped. It was just
how loud was the scream compared to like piercing?
No one else. Yeah, it was piercing. No one else in the house heard it, but it was very loud to me. And, you know, it was like, says my headboard was right there. I keep my wallet stuff right there on the floorboard under my headboard. You know, I was just kind of lazy and I was just trying to stash my stuff. Where I hide my cigarettes and things like that. So it was where I kept stuff. It was right there by my head, like right here behind me. And I was too, I didn't look. I was just terrified. The amount of time that it lasted was insane.
Really?
Yeah, it was like 10 minutes. I'll never forget it. It was just so. Staring at that clock, just praying it would stop. I was so scared.
Oh, I would have been up and making some coffee or something at that point. I'd have been out of that room. I couldn't listen to that for that long.
Yeah. Yeah, I was too scared to move.
So what else happened to you?
This is an entity that I encountered several times over the course of a few years and with several different people as well. First time he looked like a very long man, but upside down, kind of crawling on all fours. It was unusual. Me and my buddy were walking down the railroad tracks towards wherever we were going at the time, which, you know, I live by railroad tracks, so it was nothing unusual. Just a, you know, normal evening for us, probably walking to the store to get snacks or whatever. And we heard like the rat rocks scurrying behind us. So we turned around and we just saw this long black. It was like a shadow man person thing. I don't know how to describe it. It was solid black. And there was street lights around, so it wasn't like it was that dark. We saw it scurry across the railroad tracks, and it was insanely fast. You know, from one end of the bushes out into over the tracks, scurrying rocks and stuff into the other bushes, like across the thing. We just kind of froze. Cause we couldn't comprehend what the hell we just saw. It was huge. It was big. And, like I said, it looked like a man, like, on his back, crawling on all fours, but it was extremely long, extremely disproportionate. Mm-hmm.
How far away from this thing do you think you were when you saw it?
About 15, 20 feet.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
Yeah, it was close. It was close, but, like, we just kind of froze, but I was freaked out. I was scared, but I didn't feel threatened either. It was like it wasn't interested in us, almost. It was kind of almost animalistic in the way it's kind of acted. Mm-hmm. Well, later on we were walking again and we were walking behind this graveyard. There's this walking trail called the Silver Comet Trail in our area. And at one point it just kind of cuts behind a graveyard and goes on to a big ballpark. You know, and the graveyard's always been there and it just kind of melds into the road. So just one long, yeah. We're walking around there, and I was with my girlfriend at the time and my buddy. And she said, look. And we looked over at on the top of the hill, and we saw it on top of the hill scurrying down the side of the graveyard. And this one in particular was the longest encounter of it that I had. But we watched it for a solid 4 or 5 seconds just scurry all the way across this graveyard in the light. And it was very eerie. It was very unnatural. No details, though, no like definitive features. It was just black and elongated. It was extremely dark. It was extremely fast, and it was just—I don't remember if it had hands or not. I remember it moved very unnaturally. It was very eerie. And, that was the longest encounter with it. And
was it the same creature you saw before?
The one in my room?
No, the one on the tracks.
Yeah, it was the same one that we saw on the tracks.
Can you describe it in as much detail as possible? What exactly you were looking at? Did you have hair? Was it?
No. It was very, it was devoid of, any real characteristics. That was what was so kind of interesting about it. There was no hair. It was just looked like a solid mass. Humanoid in shape, but elongated. Like, the arms are extremely long. The legs and the torso were all extremely long. They didn't exactly match either. Like, its torso was probably the shortest part of it. It didn't have a neck. Didn't appear to have a neck.
What color did you say this thing was?
It was just solid black, like dark. Like, couldn't make out any features on it at all.
And did you make a comment that it was kind of like a man crawling but upside down? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
What about it made you think that?
Well, it's just it looked like something you'd see in a horror movie. It was just very, unnatural looking. It looked like the posture, I guess. You know, the way the knees and stuff were bent on it. It just looked like a man crawling upside down, but really faster on his back. Like doing a crab walk, but extremely, extremely good at it. And it was fast. It was unnaturally fast.
You pretty much were just picking out shapes, like head shape. You did notice that, but you didn't see detail or
have any. No, but the lighting was there was enough lighting for especially on the first encounter when we saw it on the railroad tracks. There was a street light right by us, so the light was hitting it, but it was just devoid of light around it.
Did you notice any smell with this thing?
No, sir. No.
Yeah. Interesting.
And I had seen, me and my friends had seen this thing on multiple occasions, and it was always just like this. It was just completely random, always just scurrying by. But we got to a point where we weren't even bothered by it because it was just so, I'm not say regular, but we were familiar enough with the creature that it was like, it's never around to bother us. And it never did bother us. It was just freaky. It was really, I never felt the danger.
You never felt threatened by this thing?
No, sir. Now, I did talk to a friend about it at one point when I was in Florida, and they said it sounded like a demon. I was like, okay. I don't know. I don't know if it was a demon or not, but it definitely unnerved me.
Do you think it was supernatural? Do you think it was alien-related, or do you think it was a flesh-and-blood creature of this earth, if you had to take
a guess? If it was anything, it would probably be supernatural or extra-dimensional. And this is that graveyard I was just telling you about. Is also where I had the most terrifying experience of my life. That was the one I was most excited to talk to you guys about. If y'all still want to listen,
absolutely. Go ahead. That's why we're here.
Yeah, it was July 4th, 2007. All right, so they started launching the fireworks from a different spot in town that year. And yeah, me and my brother wanted to go see them. So, might have been 06. It was 06 or 07. It was a long time. Anyway, so we were walking down the Comet Trail, and we're at that spot behind the graveyard where it cuts back, and it is very dark. I remember it's darker than normal. It's always been kind of dark back there, but not like this. Me and my brother Daniel, we're just talking and just kind of enjoying ourselves, hanging out. And he's about a year older than me. Year and a half older than me around there. And we're looking around, and there's just these strange fireflies everywhere. They don't look like regular. We call them lightning bugs here. I don't know what they call them where you guys are, but fireflies, lightning bugs, they're all over the place. And that's kind of unusual for this. And they weren't flashing. They were just floating around everywhere. We're walking, and we see all these lightning bugs, and it's just, again, it's really dark, darker than it should have been. And my brother Daniel says, "Dude, do you feel that?" And I stopped, and I realized that every hair on my body was standing on end, and I'm just like, get that really intense fear out of nowhere. And I'm looking around and I can't see anything. And my brother Daniel just says, look, and I kind of feel him pointing, and about 15 to 20 feet in front of us, there is this large entity. And it looks like what you would perceive, like similar to the Grim Reaper. It was huge. It was cloaked, like there was no real face to it, but you could definitely see that there was like a shroud of some sort. And it was just there in front of us, right at the, it was like the trail led into like the mouth of the woods or whatever, which the trail kept on going through the woods. And we had taken it hundreds of times, so it was, we don't know what was different about this. It was like, it almost had like smoke radiating off of it, the way the shroud, if you will, moved. It was just very, it was eerie. And I don't know how long we were standing there, but we kind of froze. I mean, I froze up and I was just staring at this thing. It was faceless. It was massive. It was 12, 13 feet tall. It was massive. And it didn't move, but it, everything around it was kind of moving at the same time. And it was so dark that I could see this thing in the dark that we were in. It was darker than the darkness around it to a point where it was very clear. At some point, I grabbed my brother by his shirt, and I just started running across the graveyard towards the nearest light we could find. And we ran as far as we could. We ran out of the graveyard, down this really steep hill, almost into the road, and then across the road towards this local park that's by the police station. We just sat there about 15, 20, 30 minutes. We couldn't talk. We couldn't talk about it. I couldn't look at him. I couldn't look at anything. I was just there. I was just catching my breath, contemplating. You know, we just saw this thing, and it was utterly terrifying. You know, I was completely frozen in fear. And we sit there, and we're catching our breath for, like I said, about 20 minutes. And we decided we're going to have to figure out how we're getting home, because we don't have cell phones, and we're too scared to walk down the tracks back home. We're too scared to take the trail back home. And we lived on a long dirt road, so we're going to have to walk through the dark at some point. We were just terrified, so we decided to take the long way home and start taking the main road. So we're walking up the main road, and we just can't shake that feeling, right? That overwhelming sense of fear that we just felt. Our hearts are still racing and everything like that. You know, I remember my brother, he was pale as a ghost. Well, we make it to our road. We have to walk over this big old hill with railroad tracks on top. So, you know, as we walk over, that just wave of negative energy hits us again. And we just kind of freeze up. Because, you know, we're looking, we're at the top of the hill, and we see our long driveway, and that's where the last spotlight is for about an eighth of a mile, which is a long way when you're scared. Oh, yeah. We're sitting there, and we just see that same entity sitting on the roof of our neighbor's house. Again, our neighbor had a pretty big house, their house was. And again, like, it had the shroud, and the shroud was moving, but it wasn't moving the way it should. We got to see more definition this time, but it's like the wind was blowing, but where the shroud was moving, the wind didn't quite match it. And we were sitting there, we froze up again, and we're just staring, and, you know, we just finally kind of, we were staring at it, and also we realize it's gone. Like, I don't know if we blinked or anything, it was just gone. Like, it faded away. Like, it disappeared in such a way that we didn't see it leave. And we found, we're walking down our dirt road towards the house, and it was just utterly terrifying. And, I'll never forget that experience as long as I live.
It sounds like you guys needed to stay out of the dang graveyards a little bit, huh?
Yeah, no kid.
Oh, yeah. Well, we weren't there to go to the graveyard. Just right. It's like a bike trail just happens to go behind one. Like,
okay.
Yeah. And it was just.
Dustin, do you think this thing that you saw here last was had anything related to the creature that you saw crossing the tracks? Was it possible or no?
I'm not sure. And like I said, and I'm not the only person in this area who's had a lot of experiences like this. You know, I'm something of a skeptic, so, you know, it's kind of like ghosts and stuff, I'm more of a skeptic. Like, Bigfoot stuff, I'm a lot more open to. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it makes me think there's something, like, in this area, like a tear or a portal or something.
Can you let us know what area you're talking about specifically there in Georgia, or town? Or
yeah, Rockmart, Georgia. Like Walmart, but Rockmart.
Okay. I just wanted to look it up on a map and see exactly where that was at real quick.
Yeah, and I spent a lot of time exploring the woods and stuff around here, and there's some strange things that happened out in the woods. Like, me and my friends have heard strange sounds out in the woods. Like, everywhere we've been, we've heard strange sounds, felt strange feelings. Like, just something about this area in particular. And, you know, I've always been scared of the woods at night.
Yeah.
Growing back as far as I can remember to this day, I won't do it. I won't go in the woods at night if I can help it. And I don't know if that's just something subconscious about the area or whatever.
Maybe.
Looking on the map here, you guys are right at the very bottom tail end of the Appalachian Mountain mountains there, it appears. So I can probably understand why you got some weird stuff going on there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, the Appalachians are a strange place in and of themselves.
And you're also near the see if I say this right, Nathalla National Forest? Nathalla National Forest, is that how you say that?
I don't know, I've grown up here and I've never heard of that place.
Yeah, it's just north of you.
I know, there. And the Etowah Indian Mounds aren't too far from us either.
Yeah, you're right on the, you're right in the zone there of the Appalachian Mountains for sure. Which a lot of weird stuff goes on there.
Yeah, and there's other weird things. Like, one time me and some friends, we were out walking in the woods. That was a normal thing. We're always out exploring and stuff like that. And it was way more rural growing up than it is now. It's kind of blown up in the past couple decades. We found this trailer out in the middle of the woods, like kind of like in a little basin almost. There were no roads leading to it, and there were dolls nailed to trees, and it was upside down crosses, like carved into them, and it was carved into the trees, not into the dolls. It's still freaky. That's not even the weirdest part. Like, so there was this trailer out there, it was a single wide, and it was in pretty bad shape. Yeah, me and my friends, we're about 17 at the time, so, you know, we're 10 foot tall and bulletproof. We decided we're going to go and see what's in the trailer. We walk up with the doors unlocked, and there's electricity going to it, but we don't see anything else. We walk inside the trailer, and on the left side as you walked in, there was a pile of shoes that reached almost to the ceiling. Just shoes, just different kinds of footwear. Like men's shoes, women's shoes, children's shoes, just a pile of shoes. And then on the right side of us, there was an end table, and then there was just a lamp sitting on it, and it was just a pile of pornography just all over the floor, like stuff you pick up at a gas station, like magazines, dirty magazines, and DVDs and everything like that, just piled up all over the floor. And I'm just like, what is this? Like, you know, it's weird, it's gross, it's disturbing, like. You just kind of find that kind of crap out in the middle of the woods. Just here's a weird thing. Me and my friends were never able to find it again. We left there, and it was not too far from my house, like less than 2 miles, like out walking. Yeah, and we knew this area. Like, it was what we did. We'd get bored. We'd go exploring. Right. We knew this area, and we were never able to relocate it. And like I said, like, it's just this place is all sorts of weird crap like that just happens.
Wow.
Oh. Yeah.
Sounds like you've had a lot of stuff, enough stuff that you don't need to have anything else going on. But it seems like maybe these things are, whatever's going on might be attracted to you for some reason.
I've been told that more than once. Yeah, and I don't like it, but it is what it is. Like, you know, I lived in Florida for a spell too, and I had stuff happen in Florida, but nothing major, just weird little stuff like what I've already described to you. It's frequent. You know, one time I was hanging out with a girlfriend. She said her house is haunted. I said, no, it's not. She says, yeah, look, she pulled over to my pocket knife. I just sat on her end table and watched it float right off the table and fall on the floor. And that's happened to me with scissors in a bathroom before, too. I was sitting there and I watched scissors get drug off the bathroom table and just, like, not big, just like nose trimming scissors. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it seems like everywhere I go, and it seems like something odd happens, and something that's happened to me since I was a child that I can't really explain is every time I go somewhere. Go ahead.
Sorry, did you have any near death experiences when you were younger? Something.
Yeah.
Traumatic.
Yes, sir. I don't know about traumatic. I did have some near-death experiences because I'm one of those people who die when they get stung by bees and stuff.
Oh.
And when I was a child, this is before I can remember, I got stung by a bee while I was with my babysitter. My parents didn't believe I was a child. I was swollen up so bad. And that had happened twice. I've been stung twice, and I'd almost died both times. And I might have something to do with it. I don't know.
Yeah, it sounds like you're walking the line between side and the other side, you know what I mean?
I'm not sure. I'm really not sure because, like, so I don't know if it's me. I don't know if it's the area. Because, I mean, this kind of stuff happens in my family, too, though. But I'm not the only one these kind of things have happened to.
I would say that has a lot to do with it.
Maybe. I don't know. It's interesting. Do I wish I didn't have these experiences? Honestly, yeah, because it's terrifying. It's terrifying. Even the little stuff, you know, you're just sitting there minding your own business and you see something move on its own across the room. That's just, no. You know, you're not ready for that. There's no way to deal with that. No. You can't hit it with a stick. I mean, what do?
Right, yeah.
So you just kind of,
yeah.
You don't really kind of realize how helpless you are against these kind of things.
Just you talking about having the dreams about your sister, you know, kind of makes me wonder if some kind of door didn't get open to you in your life as far as interaction or are these things making themselves known to you, if they're on a different kind of parallel universe, so to speak, and maybe they've tapped into you and said, hey, you know, you've already known that some weird stuff's going on. We're just going to prove it to you. Yeah. I don't know. I mean,
you're like a big antenna.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. You
know, easy way to explain it.
I've spoken to several people who like study this kind of stuff because, yeah, I'm interested in it. And most interesting thing I was told is like I'm like a conduit, like I just kind of, and I don't know exactly what that means. Like I know what a conduit is, I don't know what being a conduit for this kind of stuff means, and no one's really been able to give me a real clear, precise explanation on what that is, and it kind of drives me crazy. Is something I need to be concerned about? Is it something my son's going to have to learn to cope with, you know?
I don't think you have to be concerned about it too much.
Yeah, but we don't know.
True.
Well, so far,
I think if they were out to harm you, they'd have done something already. I think.
I'd like to think that too, but, you know, I've had some, I've had some very terrifying experiences, and a lot of them are just completely out of the field. And they always come out of left field. You can't go out looking for them. Like, something weird that happens when I go places is a light somewhere will always randomly just shut off. I know it sounds weird, but, you know, whenever I go certain places, I've always noticed a light just kind of randomly blinks out somewhere. And
have you ever talked to a medium or anybody like that? What'd they say?
Dark forces are trying to imbalance me.
Hmm.
That was a psychic, not a medium. That was a psychic. I don't know if there's a difference, but
yeah.
So yeah. And,
there's a difference.
Okay. Yeah. And I didn't, I used to have, I'd kind of have visions. I used to have visions. They kind of come and go randomly, but not like visions of the future. It's like extremely vivid daydreams. Like, one example that kind of haunted me was I was out walking on the Comet Trail again one day, and it was daylight, and I saw a dead deer kind of laying off on the side of the trail a little bit, which not too unusual when you live out here. And, you know, I walked up and I kept going home. I walked up, I got on the railroad tracks. It was a steep bank to climb up, and I heard something behind me. I turned around and looked, and that deer had gotten up and walked behind me, and then I blinked, and it never had. I just, something told me it had. I heard it, I turned around, I saw it for a brief sec, and then I blinked and it was over. Stuff like that used to happen a lot.
Wow.
Yeah, and like I said, the frequency of it, it was like just such a normal thing for me, but never made it any less scary or less difficult to deal with. Yeah.
Yeah, you've definitely got some stuff going on there, man, for sure.
Yeah, got struck by lightning once, too. I don't know if that counts.
Really? Was that before or after all this stuff?
Oh, it was when I was 17. It was around the same time, but I don't think it's related. I think that was just me getting wiser, being a smartass.
Well, maybe. You never know.
Yeah, I went down to Florida for the summer, just spent the summer with my sister. I always like to walk when it's like thunderstorming and stuff because I just like it. You know, it's really nice. And my sister's like, dude, you can't walk in a thunderstorm here. It's not like Georgia lightning. It's different. Now, you don't know what you're talking about. You're my sister. So me and my sister are like 20 years apart. So, you know, it's a big gap there. But so I went out for a walk and yeah, fried my CD player, fried me.
Wow.
Yeah. That was weird, but yeah, it didn't change anything supernaturally speaking before or after. I think that was just me being, that was karma. That's exactly what that was.
Right. Well, we appreciate you coming on and telling your stories and talking to us about this stuff, man. It's really interesting.
That was wild.
Yeah, I appreciate y'all having me. I was excited. I've been looking forward to it.
I got a couple goosebumps here and there through your stories.
Yeah, me too.
So
yeah,
some of those were intense.
Yeah.
It's like a semi-regular thing. That's the scariest part. It's not big events. It's the day-to-day little crap.
If anything else goes on, you got to get a hold of us and let us know, man.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, I'm always down to go ahead and talk to you.
We have several mediums on our pages, so maybe if somebody hears this, they can get a hold of you, shed some light on this.
Yeah, I'd be interested. Yeah, I'd be interested to know because, like I said, odd things just occur around me, and they always have.
Okay.
Always have, and I don't know if they always will. I kind of hope they don't, but yeah, if they do, they do. It's just life.
Okay. Yeah. Gotcha. All right, Manuel.
Yeah, I think there's ways to get rid of that stuff, but that's beyond my expertise, so you have to talk to somebody who deals with that kind of stuff.
I'm just trying to figure out Bigfoot still, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am too. Actually, I am too. Yeah. Supposedly one that lives somewhere around here. I've never seen.
All right, man. Well, you take care, and once again, if something happens, you can be sure to let us know.
Yeah, man. We appreciate you taking the time.
Yeah. No, I enjoyed it. Y'all have a good one.
You too, man.
Yeah, you too.
Definitely. Thank you. We'll see you, bud.
Bye-bye.
That's kind of creepy, that guy walking across the railroad tracks, that upside down dude. Yeah. I'm trying to imagine that in my head. I'm just thinking.
That was wild.
What the hell? And the Grim Reaper guy and
he is definitely a sensitive, I guess you would call him, to that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's like they cling to him or they go to him. There's certain people that that seems like these things drift toward. I'm glad I'm not one of them.
I'll tell you. Me too.
I get some goosebumps listening to that, some of that stuff.
Oh, I do too. Yeah, I do too. I mean, I love it.
I love a good Bigfoot encounter, but I mean, that stuff's really cool too. You know, interesting.
Yeah, I really love the paranormal stuff. So
yeah,
it's fun to talk.
Yeah, we'll try to get more people like that on too, for the guests out there. And once again, guys, if you've had an encounter and want to come on the show, email us info@cryptidcreatures.co.com. We are on Twitter, Facebook,
Instagram,
YouTube, right?
YouTube. Yeah, we're there now too, yeah.
We're getting a lot of followers on YouTube and a lot of comments on YouTube lately, I've noticed.
Yep.
So, Brian, thanks again for hanging out with me, as always.
Oh, yeah, always fun.
We'll keep trying to bring better content and better shows to you guys. So thanks again for listening, everybody. Until next time, sir.
Yep, yep.
See ya.
See ya.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.